Good morning and welcome to Accord Christian Fellowship. Our message today is entitled Having the Mind of Christ, and we'll be speaking from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, having the mind of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the mind of Christ is the attitude of Jesus Christ. And what that really means is to imitate Jesus, to follow Jesus. Jesus is a wonderful example, and Jesus is also an excellent example. And also, Jesus is a perfect example. Chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Jesus is a wonderful example. Jesus is an excellent example. And Jesus is the perfect example to follow. Attitude, a state of mind, or a way of thinking, a certain way of thinking or feeling about something or someone. May the mind of Jesus Christ, our Savior, live in us from day to day by his love and power, controlling in all that we say and in all that we do. What if for one day Jesus were to become you? What if for one day and one night Jesus lives your life with his heart? Your heart gets the day off and your life is led by the heart of Christ. His priority governs your actions. His passions drive your decision. His love directs your behavior. What would you be like? Would people notice a change? Would you still do what you had planned to do for today? And we're going to be taking a look at six attitudes that Christians should possess, such as we're to mind our tongues, mind your eyes, mind your ears, mind your lip, mind your feet or your conduct, and then mind your heart, the desires and motives. Mind your tongue. The human tongue is a very dangerous organ and exceedingly difficult to control. As James said in chapter 3, verse 8, it is unruly, full of poison, and it is also evil. It is similar to a poisonous venom. A drop or two can be deadly, and a tongue can poison minds and assassinate characters. The tongue, that little 2 or 3 ounce organ in the mouth, it ruined more reputations, wrecked more homes, split more churches, driven more men out of the ministry, and caused more hatred than any other weapon in the world. And what are some of the sins of the tongue, such as lying, being untruthful, failing to keep one's word, which is really a violation of the 9th commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness. Profanity. Not only do people use profanity, but some people have the audacity to curse God, use God's name inappropriately in a profane way, cruel and unkind words. It's not what you say, but how you say it, in a spirit of rudeness and contention to cause harm. That's a sin of the tongue. Gossiping and backbiting. Gossip has to do with to portray a confidence, to spread secrets, whether they be true or false. backbiting, evil speaking, or taking the character and reputation of someone who is not present. Give you a few things to think about on how to avoid gossip and backbiting. Number one, ask yourself before you say anything, is it true? Is it true? Next, will it do any good to repeat what you heard? Three, will it help the person being spoke of? How can it help this person? And four, have you told the person yourself? Never tell evil of a man, and if you do not know it for certain, and if you know it for certain, ask yourself, why? Why should I tell it? Why should I repeat it? In Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6, the writer said, suffer not thy mouth to cause the flesh to sin. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, building up to encouraging, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Colossians chapter 3, verse 8, but now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Use your tongues to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let this dying and lost world know that Jesus Christ is coming back again. Also use the tongue to praise and to glorify God. Use to pray to God. Pray. Talking to the Lord. Edify. Build up. Encourage one another in the ways of life and in the ways of the Lord. Encouragement. Build up instead of tearing down. So we talked about mind your tongue. Now mind your eyes. We're to avoid sins of the eyes. We have got to be careful with these sexually explicit books and magazines and pictures and computer sites. Steer clear of it. Stay away from it. Ted Bundy, who was one of America's most brutal serial killers and rapists, admitted to committing 30 homicides of females between the years of 1974 and 1978. Ted said it all started with a growing addiction to pornography, and that's what led to his killing sprees. So let us be careful on these internets and these magazines and these books. And when I say be careful, I mean stay away from it. Violent television shows, the killing, the suicides, and the rapes. You have what you call the copycat effect, which is the tendency of sensational publicity by the media about violent crimes that result in more of the same crimes through imitation. People watch something on television and then they enact it out in real life. Jack the Ripper murdered 5 women, and his copycat imitator, Derrick Brown, murdered 2 women in the same manner of Jack the Ripper. Imitation. Sin has a way of being attracted to mankind. It all started in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. Sin is attractive, but sin has consequences. Sin has a price that we have to pay. So that's why we have to be careful with our eyes. Let us turn to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Starting at verse 7. We'll read just a few verses here. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then we drop down to verse 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest eat it free, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. So we see it was looked at and thought to be good, but it was sin, and it led to death. And also, David committed adultery with Bathsheba, woke up from sleep and saw her taking a bath and desired her, and then had her, and it led to other sins. All started with the eye. That's why we have to be careful with what we look at. Now, Satan is not a friend of any Christian. Satan is not our friend. John 10:10 tells us the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And Jesus said, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid? Matthew 5:28. Matthew said, but I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Run from fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Great preacher D.L. Moody said, use your eyes for the glory of God. Read the Bible. The Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Folks, stay in the Word, stay in the Word, stay in the Word of God. So mind your tongue, mind your eyes. Now mind your ears. Do not listen to dirty and profane and filthy and jokes and wicked and ungodly speeches, profane music and music that just degrade people or degrade women. Stay clear of it. Listen to Christian music, Christian sermons, and godly advice. Paul said in Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived. Evil communication corrupt good morals. And we'll turn here for just a second. And this has to do with those that were denying the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Last week we talked about Easter, and Jesus was resurrected. Jesus rose from the dead, but those who denied the resurrection could corrupt good Christian morals. It's right here in the exposition. Don't let your relationship with unbelievers lead you away from Christ or cause your faith to waver. Folks, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a fact. Jesus is coming back. The second coming of Jesus Christ is a fact. Don't waver from it. Don't waver from it. Psalm 119:115. The psalmist said, depart from me, ye evil doers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Folks, I want to encourage you to keep the commandments of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Next, we're going to take a look at mind your lips. Do not allow tobacco, liquor, or drugs to pass through your lips. Just some information here. Alcohol use in the United States. 34% of people 18 or older have used alcohol. 56% have drank alcohol in the last month. Approximately 88,000 people die annually from alcohol-related death. Approximately 10,000 people die annually from alcohol-related traffic fatalities. By the age of 15, approximately 33% of teens have had at least one alcoholic drink. What are some health issues related to alcoholism? Heart disease, certain cancers, memory and mental health issues, depression and anxiety, and even untimely death. Also, alcoholism leads to unemployment, violent crimes, domestic violence, suicide, addiction, family problems, and even incarceration. So therefore, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever deceived thereby is not wise. Tobacco use in the United States. Paul says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. As Christians, we belong to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is estimated that about 38 million adults smoke cigarettes every day. Nearly 7 out of every 10 middle school students and about 27 out of every 100 high school students have used or are using some form of a tobacco product, whether it be cigarettes, cigars, electronic cigarettes, or vaping. What are some of the consequences of tobacco products? Increased risk of cancer, lung cancer, heart issue, mouth cancer, and it is even injurious as secondhand smoke to non-smokers. It also leads to premature death. It is estimated that 450,000 people die every year in the United States from illness that are related to tobacco use. Illegal drug use in the United States. About almost 25 million people in the United States have used some form of illegal drugs within the last 30 days. It is sad, but about 9.4% of youth under 12 are involved in the use of illegal drugs. Using illegal drugs such as cocaine, marijuana, crack, meth, heroin, abusing painkillers, and other prescription drugs. And some of the consequences of illegal drugs are drug overdose, premature death, traffic crashes, crime, incarceration, health issues. And some of these things are a burden to the taxpayer. You know, Lot had two daughters. They got their father drunk, and over two consecutive nights, they had sex with him without his knowledge. Incest. They both got pregnant, and each conceived a son. The social worker calls substance abuse an addiction, but God calls it sin. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20. We already read 19, but we'll read it again. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Bought with a price, bought with a price. Jesus paid the price for us to be reconciled back to God. And what that price that Jesus paid? Jesus suffered and bled and died so that we might have a right to the tree of life. Christian friends, stay away from drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes. Stay away from sin. Don't throw away your health, because one day you'll want good health. Your body belongs to God. Got a couple of questions here. Are you honoring God with your body? Is God pleased with what enters your body? Next, mind your feet, which means mind your conduct. Control your temper. Control your temper. Do not get yourself worked up and do something that's ungodly or something that you shouldn't do. Honesty is the only policy. Always be on guard. Always had the desire to make God look good. A young man employed by a Sunday school board was invited at the last minute to preach at a church in Nashville. On a sudden impulse, he used as his text, "Thou should not steal." The next morning, he stepped on the bus and handed the driver a dollar bill. The driver handed him back his chain. He stood in the rear of the bus and counted the chain. There was a dime too much. His first thought was, the bus company will never miss this dime. Then quickly came the realization that he could not keep the money that did not belong to him. He made his way to the front and said to the driver, "You gave me too much change." Imagine his surprise when the driver replied, "Yes, a dime too much. I gave it to you on purpose. You see, I heard your sermon yesterday, and I watched in the mirror as you counted your change. Had you kept a dime, I would never again have any confidence in preaching." So folks, if we're given too much money, we are to return it because it is not ours. Give it, give it, give it. Do not ruin your testimony. Always make Jesus look good. Also got here, do not follow the crowd. In Exodus chapter 23, verse 2, says, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." And lastly, mind your heart. That has to do with mental sins, envy and jealousy, and pride and hatred. That should never be our motive for our desires as Christians. And James told us about God being no respecter of person. We are never to look down on others, which never show favoritism. Because someone is rich and we bow down and honor them, and then the poor, we mistreat them. We should never do that. Treat all people with respect and human dignity. We are to also have a forgiving heart. Have a forgiving heart in Matthew chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. Then came Peter to Jesus and said, "Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times." And Jesus saith unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. We are not to hold grudges nor retaliate. In Romans we are told, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." Then we're to also forgive as many times as needed. Just think about the number of times that God has forgiven us. He just keep on forgiving and forgiving and forgiving us. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you." So folks, we're not to keep track of the number of times that a person sinned against us. We just keep on forgiving and forgiving and forgiving because Jesus Christ forgives us. Conclusion, you tell who or what you are. You tell on yourself by the friends you seek, by the very manner in which you speak, by the way you employ your leisure time, by the use you make of dollar and time. You tell what you are by the things you wear, by the spirit in which your burdens you bear, by the periodicals you get, and the things you view on the internet. You tell what you are by the way you walk, by the things of which you delight to talk, by the manner in which you bear defeat, by so simple a thing as how you eat, by the book you choose from the well-filled shelf. In these ways and more, you tell on yourself. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink, whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. I'm going to leave you with this illustration here. Young boy, about 9 or 10, a friend tried to get him to go gambling and drank alcohol. But he had on a piece of paper that he kept in his pocket. Whenever his friend tried to get him to do wrong, he would pull his paper out and he would have Proverbs chapter 4, verses 14 and 15. Enter not in the path of the righteous and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass it away. And folks, if you're lost, I want to encourage you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Don't put it off. Do it today. Make today the day of salvation. Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 5, 8. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 10, 9. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, verse 13. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't put off salvation. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.